Brian French is an outdoor enthusiast and observer of the natural world. He joins us every other Tuesday for a feature we call North Shore with Brian French. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
It's good. Nice to have you. Nice to have you on the in the studio. Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
I was on vacation.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
But I was still hearing about all the cool stuff going on with biking and hiking trails in this town.
Oh, definitely. I bet on your vacation you might have even seen some bicycles wherever you were.
I saw one. When I went to New York City, I saw a pedicab,
and fun.
I saw one bicyclist. Now, I don't think it was a messenger, but I thought to the about. I thought I looked at the person. I thought, you're taking your life in your hands. Are you insane?
Although they say that we take our lives in our hands just stepping out of the shower each morning. So there's that.
Yeah, there's definitely that. But you know, people are not just roaring by and honking their horns when I get out of the shower in the morning.
Probably we prefer it that way.
I think so.
So if you've been in the here at the tip of Lake Superior recently, you have probably been hearing or seeing bicycles in the news. Krauss Anderson is the local branch of a construction firm. They just hosted the first annual bike festival, and I thought it'd be kind of interesting to talk about what the heck is happening with regard to biking in the Northland right now, because it seems like everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, you either hear about or see bicycles. And so thought we'd talk about a little bit about what's happening on the Grand Traverse and some of the mountain biking initiatives that are coming along. And then we'd also talk about some of the more transportation-related bicycling, which is closer to my heart. In my life as a bicyclist, I've tried the racing and I've tried the crazy mountain biking. And
yeah, but you didn't have a GoPro on your head when you did it.
That's true.
Like those people we see in the commercials leaping off rocks.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the place where, I mean, for myself, I have come back to the place of just a nice medium spot. I don't need to be racing along or doing crazy things. I'm perfectly happy to just tootle along. So it's kind of funny when people ask me, oh, you know, I'd like to go riding with you, but I'm kind of nervous because I'm not very fast. And I
always like,
chuckle.
Well, I'm just commuting to work, man.
Yep. So this past weekend, the first annual Duluth Bike Festival took place, and it was partially at Spirit Mountain and partially at Chester, and it was all over the place. And basically, this was an opportunity for COGS, the cyclists of Gitche Gumee Shores, to show off some of their new bicycle infrastructure. And there's quite a bit of it. If you've been on any trail in the Duluth area, you have come across a COGS trail. So they have they have trails at Mission Creek, Mont du Lac, Piedmont. They have trails not at Chester Bowl yet, although that's in the books. They have trails at Hartley and at Lester Park, and they've got miles of trails in each of these places. It's kind of funny because if you're a beginning mountain biker, so if you're interested and you want to give it a whirl, there actually aren't a lot of good places for a true beginner to go mountain biking. So what happens a lot of times for new people, they will go to a place like the ski trails at Lester Park, which are, it's mostly uphill and then it's mostly downhill, but there's nothing too crazy. There aren't a bunch of roots and rocks to jump off of, like you said. And
or
so,
cliffs.
Or
I like
cliffs.
That.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, for the beginner, some of the ski trails are sometimes a better option. But then once you've evolved a little bit in your skills, then COGS has single track trails that are cut into parks all over the city, and they're working on something called the Grand Traverse. Now, the Grand Traverse is intended to be a trail that goes from the far west end of Duluth. So Duluth is, what, a 28-mile long city? And
depends on what time you're trying to drive it.
Right. So the Mission Creek Park is at the far western terminus of the city, and the Grand Traverse is going to go from there all the way to the other end of the city, the far eastern end at Lester Park, and it's going to take 100 miles, give or take, to get there. So there, although it's only 28 miles as the crow flies, the bike path is going to be significantly longer. So that's kind of exciting for people who like to get out and find you know, I mean, imagine.
That's not your commuter route, though.
That would not be
your
commuter
route. I mean, that is definitely not.
Right. They've actually described it as single track, but they've also described it as multi-use, which I take to mean that that would also be open to runners and dog walkers and hikers. So that's a multi-use trail, but it is single track. So that means it's probably going to be a couple of feet wide. It's not going to be the lake walk. So as you're going around in some of your parks, you'll see a lot of these little single track trails coming and going. So that's kind of fun. On the other end of the spectrum, on more of my end, is the transportation side. And there's just been a ton of stuff happening. So the lake walk has been extended for a while now out to Brighton Beach. But now they have been cutting. I was actually just riding my bike back from Ganucci's Italian restaurant out in West Duluth. Lovely place. And
well, you go out, you have a meal, you bike it all off.
Exactly.
I like it.
This is like a win-win.
It really is.
And as I was riding back, this was just last week, Friday, there were workers installing bike signage right along Michigan Street where the new Lake Walk extension is coming westward. And so from about the library, heading past M&H, heading underneath the little West End Business District, the Lincoln Park Business District, there's going to be a continuation of the Lake Walk, and that'll continue right now all the way out to just about Clyde Iron. So the Heritage Sports Arena, that's where it stops right now. And from Clyde to the Munger Trail is currently in negotiations. So the railroad owns a lot of the land that the city thinks would be really ideal. The railroad doesn't use it, but they also don't want to give it up. So that's one of the things that we're, you know, currently working with. But once it's done, in theory, you could start your bike ride in, oh, let's just say Hinckley.
Right.
Because, you know,
you'd have some rolls at Toby's, and then you'd get on your bike.
Have a little energy.
Yep.
And then you can continue riding northward through all the beautiful little cities, through Duluth. And then once you go through Duluth, exit Brighton Beach, and you've got that beautiful shoulder all the way up to Two Harbors. And then there are four completed sections of the Gitche-Gamie Trail. The Gitche-Gamie Trail is eventually a trail that's going to lead from Duluth all the way to the Canadian border. So there's a little section that's done in Two Harbors. There's a nice section done from Gooseberry up to Beaver Bay. There's another section that's done from about Silver Bay up to almost Lutzen. And then the last section is just like a mile and a half inside the city limits of Grand Marais. Eventually, this will all connect. And so at some point, you'll be able to ride that 200-mile stretch. And you'll be on Lake Superior for three-quarters of the way.
I'm thinking you could do like a summertime John Bear Grease.
Yeah.
And you could bicycle up, and then you could bicycle back.
Gosh, you're smart.
I really am. All right, tell me one more thing. We're running out of time, but tell me one more thing. We talked a little earlier this summer about the Lowell to Lake Walk trail, and the, you know, there was a lot of negotiation going on. Everybody was excited about it, but there were a couple of different ways of looking at it and saying this will be better than this. How was that resolved now?
Oh, well, it's still in progress, and the city is on board with helping to make it happen. And what's going to happen is up on Race Lake Road, about where Lowell School is, and possibly even out to where the Edison School is, the North Star Academy, there will be a Lake Walk style trail that goes from there, cuts down past St. Scholastica, comes down College Street, which recently received two shoulders, a shoulder on each side of College Street. It's very exciting for a bicyclist, although I did see a car driving in the bicycle lane trying to claim the lane. I think he was just confused. Anyway, the Lowell to Lake Walk trail will continue past UMD, through Bluestone, down through Mount Royal, and then down the Congdon Park Boulevard, which is that old trail that's right next to the Tisher Creek. Eventually, it will deliver you to the Lake Walk itself, and the worst part of that trail right now was blown out from the 2012 flood, is from about Wallace to 4th Street, and they're actually going to be rebuilding that in September is, I think, the current plan.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, so that will be up and running hopefully by next year, and that'll be a great gift to all of Duluth.
Exciting. Yeah. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
To see you again. Brian French joins us every other Tuesday. He's an outdoor enthusiast and observer of the natural world. His feature is called North Shore with Brian French. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.